And my wife has gone to the Czech Republic, so I'm on my own now.
我太太去捷克了，所以我现在一个人。
And of course we text back and forth.
当然我们就是发信息了彼此。
So I know she's okay.
所以我知道她没问题。
And I know she's okay because she talks to me about the food she's eating.
我知道她没问题，是因为她在跟我讲她吃了些什么东西。
So I'm glad to hear that she's eating well, but she's worried about me because I'm trying to lose weight.
我知道她吃得很好，我不担心了，但是呢，她担心我，因为她就是觉得我不一定吃得好，因为我现在在想减肥。
But the important thing is that the team is all safe.
那重点就是整个团队都很安全。
And I guess today they'll be in church or at least doing a church meeting for the people.
那今天我想他们会在教会或者至少是在跟教会的人一起来有一个聚会。
I'm praying for a safe time for them all.
所以为着他们有一个平安的时间来祷告。
But also that they'll be able to make good contacts with the people who are open to the gospel.
那同样也求主让他们有机会可以跟那些对福音敞开的人有一个很好的接触。
And then of course that we can establish a strong ministry there that can continue to minister even when the team comes back to us.
那样的话，或许我们在那边可以建立一个比较坚固的一个事工。那样的话，哪怕他们回来了，那个事工还是可以在当地展开。
So do remember to say a prayer for the team while they're away.
所以，请大家继续为这位这个团队来祷告。
Now, when I'd been a pastor for about 20 years,
当我成为牧师20年之后
，the church bought me a new iPad.
教会就买了一个新的一个这个苹果的平板电脑给我。
In fact, that was the first iPad that I'd ever had, and it wasn't this one. This is the second one.
那实际上就是我第一个苹果的平板电脑，那不是这个了，这个是第二个。
I found why it was really helpful. I'd kind of avoided having them before, but when I got it and when I saw what it could do, I was really impressed.
那以前我其实是不想要的，但是当我收到这个以后，我就觉得真是很好啊。
Not only do you have the Bible in there,
不单单是里面有圣经，
but you can put your whole library into it as well.
而且你其实可以把你的整个的图书资料都放在里面。
And as you can see from my glasses that I love to read.
你只要看我的镜片有多厚，你就知道我有多爱读书了。
To me, the iPad was really useful.
那这个小小的平板电脑对于我来说太有用了。
And I got into the habit of carrying it everywhere.
我就养成了一个习惯，就是带着，不管到哪儿都带着。
Because whenever I had a spare minute, I'd be reading from the iPad.
因为只要是有一点点时间，我都会来读。
And then one time I remember,
有一次我记得
，My wife and I we'd been out shopping.
我和太太出去购物。
And we got lots of groceries.
买了很多这些东西。
And so I got out of the car and we got home.
到了家以后就下车。
I put the iPad under my arm because I don't want to leave it in the car. I want to have it with me all the time.
我因为不想把这个 iPad 留在车里面，所以我就把它夹在我腋下。
And so of course, I went to the back of the car to get the groceries out.
那当然，我就去车里面去把那些买来的那些货物都拿下来了。
And I didn't drop the potatoes.
我没有把土豆丢下来。
I didn't drop the cornflakes.
也没有把那个玉米片掉到地上。
I didn't even drop the eggs.
连鸡蛋都没有掉到地上。
I dropped the iPad.
我把我的 iPad 掉到地上了。
It didn't land heavily.
就是看着也掉的不是那么严重啊。
And so I picked it up very concerned and it looked okay.
所以我就小心的捡起来看着还行。
But then when I went into the house,
但是当我进到家以后
And I looked more carefully at the screen,
我再仔细地看那个屏幕
I saw that it looked like a spider web.
我就看见那个屏幕已经像蜘蛛网一样的
Now it still worked, amazingly it still worked, but I had to get it fixed.
奇妙的时候 其实它还可以工作但是我还是要去修那个屏幕
Now because we drop things, we've all had that experience.
因为我们都体会过会掉东西手上
We all learn at a very early age that our hands are very useful tools, but they're not perfect.
所以从小我们其实就已经知道了，我们的手是一个很有用的工具，但是它不完美。
So whenever we give a child an ice cream, or we give them a cup of water,
所以当我们把冰淇淋或者是一杯水给孩子的时候
，What do we say?
我们会说什么呢
？We say, "Don't drop it."
我们说别掉了啊。
Because we know that our hands are unsure. Children are not so sure about that.
因为我们知道我们的手其实没有那么稳，孩子可能不知道。
Now, this doesn't mean that our hands are not amazing tools, they are.
这并不是意味着我们的手不稀奇啊，这它真的是很好的一工具。
They're wonderful, and if you ever want to believe that there is a God, then just examine your heart, your hands.
你的手是很美妙的，因为如果你想知道有没有神的话，你就来仔细看一下你的手就好了。
By examining your hands, you'll see that there must be an amazing engineering God who could make such tools as these.
只要你检验你的手，你就会知道，在这个手的背后会是有多么伟大的一个工程师，那就是我们的神来造了这双手。
And think of how he blessed you.
你想一下他怎么祝福你的。
He didn't give you one hand, he gave you two hands.
他没有只给你一只手，他给了你两只手。
God really loves his creatures.
神真的很爱他的这些创造物。
And he loves us.
他爱我们。
And our hands are evidence of that.
我们的手就是他爱的证据。
But,Again, we know that by looking at our hands and by realizing that they're not perfect and that we do drop things, we are not like God.
同时，当我们看到我们的手，当我们意识到我们的手并不稳，经常会掉东西，在这个时候的时候，那我们就会意识到我们和神不一样。
Unlike him who does all things well.
不像他总是可以把事情做得完美。
We can fail to use our hands competently.
我们经常会就把我们的手会用不好。
Well, today in our passage, it's from John chapter 10, as we just read.
那今天我们刚刚读过的约翰福音第十章。
Jesus doesn't talk to us about our hands, he talks to us about God's hands.
他今天没有跟我们讲我们的手，而是在跟我们讲神的手。
And what he's doing in this passage, he's assuring us, assuring all that belong to him, that they are secure and can never be lost.
他在这段经文里面告诉我们，那些属他的人可以不用惧怕，永远都是安全的。
This is important because only if we're sure that we are eternally safe in the hands of God, will we serve the Lord for the right reason.
这非常的重要，因为只有当我们确信我们一生在神的手里面是安全无余的，这样的话才会给我们一个正确的侍奉的态度。
You see, some people will try to serve God because they're trying to win His grace.
因为有的人侍奉神是因为想要赢得神的恩典。
Or they'll serve God because they're afraid that He might punish them.
或者侍奉神是因为害怕神会惩罚他。
In fact, I used to think that before I was a Christian.
事实上，在我成为基督徒之前，我也是这样想的。
I had the idea that if I didn't do too many bad things,
我觉得如果我没有做太多坏事
，if I went to church,
如果我去教会
，if I did some good things,
如果我做一些好事
，then God would be pleased with me and He'd let me into heaven in the end.
那神就会对我喜悦，他会让我进天堂。
And of course, this is the religious message that the world preaches to us.
当然，这就是世界对我们所宣传的宗教的信息。
The message of the world is that the good people go to heaven, but the bad people go to hell.
这世界的信息就是好人上天堂，坏人下地狱。
But ladies and gentlemen, that's not the gospel.
然而，女士们、先生们，这不是福音。
The message of the gospel is the good people is not the good people go to heaven, because that's not good news.
因为如果说好人上天堂这件事情是真实的话，那这不是福音。
Think about it. If it's good people who go to heaven, what chance would we have?
如果你想一下，只有好人可以上天堂，那我们有多少机会呢？
No, the gospel is good news because it's the bad people who go to heaven.
福音之所以是好消息，是他告诉我们坏人可以上天堂。
Sinners like us who realize it and who have repented of our sin and turned to Christ in faith.
罪人像我们这样的罪人，我们可以意识到我们的罪，转向耶稣基督，悔改，转向他。
And this is why when we come to church each week,
这就是为什么我们每周来到教会。
We're not here to try to bribe God.
我们来到这里并不是要去向神来贿赂他。
No, we're here to sing as we just sang, sing in thanks to God for saving us.
我们来到这里，我们歌唱，我们感谢神。
Not because we're good.
不是因为我们好。
But despite the fact that we are sinners.
而是因为我们原来就是罪人。
And again, I mention this for another reason, because you'll sometimes hear that young people will leave the church and Christianity.
我之所以讲到这一点，是因为有时候年轻人他们离开教会，离开基督信仰。
And they say, "Oh, you have to keep all the rules. You have to keep all the rules."
他们说那边要守所有的规则。
And if they think that's what Christianity is,
如果他们是这样认为基督信仰的
，either they've never heard the gospel before, or they are distorting the gospel that they have heard.
那或者他们从来没有听过福音，也许他们扭曲了他们曾经听过的福音。
Again, I thought that before I was a Christian. If I can just keep the rules, if I can just keep enough rules, then God will let me into heaven.
再一次，在我成为基督徒之前，我也是这样想的。如果我可以守足够的规条，那神就会让我进天堂。
The problem was I didn't keep the rules.
问题在于我没有办法守住那些规条。
So when I heard the gospel for the first time.
所以当我第一次听到福音的时候
，I was so delighted with it that I received the message and was saved.
我是如此的开心，我就接受了这个消息，于是我得救了。
So now today,
那今天呢
？I don't serve the Lord to win His grace.
我侍奉主不是要来赢得他的恩典
，but because I'm already under His grace.
而是因为我已经在他的恩典之下。
And this is the right motive for serving the Lord and for coming to church.
这是服侍主，这是来教会的正确的动机。
A true Christian is like a child who holds her father's hand.
基督徒就好像是一个拉着他父亲手的孩子。
She holds his hands not to win his favor.
他拉着父亲的手不是为了要讨父亲的欢心。
But because she has his favor.
而是因为他已经有了父亲的欢心。
She's loved by him.
他被他的父亲所爱。
And knows that he won't allow anything to harm her.
他知道任何事情都不会伤害到他。
I hope today that what Jesus says will encourage you.
我希望今天耶稣所说的话能够鼓励到你。
First, if you're not a Christian, I hope that it will encourage you to put yourself into the hands of God.
首先，如果你还不是基督徒的话，我鼓励你把自己交到耶稣的手中。
And secondly, if you are a Christian, I want you to be sure of your salvation.
其次，如果你是基督徒的话，我希望你确信你所接受到的这个救恩。
But that's not quite right.
然而这还不完全正确。
I don't want you to be sure of your salvation. I want you to be sure of your Savior.
我不想你确信的是你的救恩，而我要你确信的是你的救主。
Jesus Christ is the reason that I believe that I am saved.
耶稣基督就是那一个让我相信我得救的理由。
And he is also the reason why you can believe that you are saved.
他同样也是那一位你可以相信你得救的理由。
Again, it's a little like flying to China.
这就好像你坐飞机去中国。
You are sure you will get to your destination.
你确信你可以到达你的终点。
Not because you are trusting in yourself.
不是因为你信你自己。
But because you're trusting in the pilot.
而是因为你信那一位飞行员。
You know, there's an old saying.
有一个老话。
Trust self and lose all.
他说信自己满盘皆输。
Trust God and win all.
信神大获全胜。
And that's what I hope that you're all doing.
这就是我希望你做的。
Because I want you all to win all.
因为我想你们大获全胜。
I want to meet you all in heaven.
我想在天上可以遇到每一位。
When you trust in the Lord alone for your salvation,
当你相信你的救主为你供应的这个永生，这个救恩。
You can trust him to get you there.
那你就相信他，你就可以相信他，他会把你带到那里去。
When you are in that position of grace,
当你在恩典之下。
This will encourage you to serve him here and now as a thank offering.
这就会鼓励你现在马上来侍奉主，作为一个感恩的祭。
So let's just pray as we begin the message.
当我们开始信息之前，我们先来祷告。
Our Heavenly Father, Lord, we've heard your voice in the gospel through Jesus Christ.
我们的天上的父，我们借着圣经，我们听到了耶稣基督的声音。
Because of his death upon the cross.
因为他在十字架上的死。
Because of his great sacrifice.
因着他巨大的牺牲
He has saved us
他拯救了我们
and brought us into a right relationship with you
把我们带到与你正确的关系当中。
We rejoice in this demonstration of your great love for us sinners.
我们在他向我们这些罪人所彰显的爱中大大喜乐。
And now realizing that we are secure in your love.
主啊，我们意识到我们在你的爱中是安全无虞。
It's our desire to follow you.
所以我们的渴望是要来跟随你。
So we pray, Lord, that you keep us trusting.
主啊，求你继续让我们信靠。
And that you would guard each one of us from anything or anyone who would try to snatch us out of your hand.
你会保守我们，让我们不被任何人、任何事情从你的手中抢走。
We pray together in Jesus' name.
我们奉耶稣基督的名求。
Amen. Amen. Excuse me a moment. So first of all, we can be sure that we are saved because the Lord's hands are powerful hands.
首先我们可以确信我们得救是因为神的手是强有力的手。
That's good, Lily. We're going to read it again. I want you to memorize this before you leave. This is the most beautiful verses you'll ever hear.
让我们再一起来读。Sorry, which verse?
Verses 28 to 29.
所以我们28-29节，我们再一起来读一二，请。我又赐给他们永生，他们永不灭亡，谁也不能从我手中把他们夺去。我父把羊赐给我。他比万有都大，谁也不能从我父手里把他们夺去。
No, human language uses images.
人的言语经常用一些形象来表述。
It's really through images that we understand each other.
通过这些形象，我们可以彼此了解。
And a human hand has always been used as an image of strength or power.
而是人的手经常是在力量、在能力上面经常被使用到。
So for example, if I need your help to do something, I might say to you, "Can you give me a hand?"
所以当我需要你帮忙的时候，我会说，哎，帮我一手。
And when I say that, I don't want you to detach your hand and give me your hand. I want your help.
那当我说把你手借给我的时候，我的意思不是说让你把你的手砍下来然后借给我。
I'm saying, "Lend me your strength or your power."
我的意思是说，把你的能力、把你的力量来让我用一下。
If things are out of control,
如果事情已经失控了
，we might say, "Oh, things are out of hand."
那我们会说，这个已经不在我掌控之中了。
In modern English, we sometimes have a saying. We say, "Get a grip, get a grip."
那在现代英语里面，经常就说掌握。
What we mean by that is take control of yourself.
那意思就是说，你自己要。控制住局面。
Sometimes we'll say of an enemy, his hand is against me.
有时候我们讲到我们的敌人的时候，我们会说是对手。
And this is an image that the Old Testament uses all the time.
这在旧约里面经常都用到。
So for example, the prophets tell us that the heavens are the work of God's hands.
比如说先知就告诉我们说这个天是神手所造的。
This doesn't mean that God picked up the stars and the sun and the moon and put them into place.
这并不意味着神自己把这些月亮、星辰、太阳都一个一个拿起来放到他们的位置去。
What it means is that God used His mighty power to create the universe.
他的意思是说，神用他的伟大的全能来创造了宇宙。
The prophets in the Old Testament also talk about the hand of the Lord being with them.
旧约的先知们也说神的手与他们同在。
It means that His power was with them.
那意思是说神的力量与他们同在。
And this explains to us why Jesus is using this image.
这就解释了为什么耶稣在这里用了这样的一个形象。
He wants us to know that those who believe in Him are safe.
他想要让那些信靠他的人知道他们是安全的。
They're under the protection of the power of God.
因为他们在神的全能的保护之中。
But his statement kind of goes deeper than that.
然而他所在这里陈述的其实比这个要更深奥。
In verse 30, Jesus says, "I and my Father are one."
他说我与父原为一。
What he's saying here is that my hand, that is Jesus' hand, and my Father's hand,are the one power protecting believers.
他在这里说的是我的手 和神的手是同一个可以保护信徒的力量。
Now this infuriates the Jews.
那这个就让犹太人很愤怒。
And they tried to murder him. They tried to stone him for claiming his power and God's power is the same power.
他们想要因着耶稣基督来宣称他的力量和神的力量是同一个力量来，就想要谋杀他。
So when we unite ourselves to Jesus Christ by faith, we're under the protection of Jesus.And we're under the protection of the Father, the one powerful God.
当我们用信心来与耶稣基督可以跟耶稣基督联合的时候，我们在耶稣基督的保护下，在神的保护下，而这两个保护我们的大能大力都是同，就是同一个。
Two persons.
两个神。
One power.
而一个，两个。两个位格，一个能力
，working to keep us safe，
一起做工来保守我们安全。
Now let me illustrate this using a coin, okay？
让我用一个硬币来跟你展示一下。
And this was shown to me by a pastor when I fairly early when I first became a Christian, and it really impressed me. Some of the Agape people will probably know this because I've probably used it before.
这是在我刚刚成为基督徒不久以后，有一个牧师来啊，在我面前做过的一个展示。那可能以前燃爱堂的人也有看到过。
I find it very comforting, very comforting.
但我发现这真的是非常的安慰。
I hope that you find it the same way.
我希望你也是有同样的感受。
So imagine that this is you, okay? This is you. It's got a picture of the queen on it.
想象一下，如果这个硬币就是你。
Yep, it's the queen, it's not yeah. Prince Charles yet, it's the queen.
Yeah, 这上面还是女皇的头像。
So this is you now, okay?
这硬币是你哦。
And now let's go through the verse again. And I give you eternal life, and you shall never perish.
那我们再来看一下这个经文，照这个就是我给你永生，你永不灭亡。
No one shall snatch you out of my hand.
没有人可以把你从我手中夺去。
My Father who has given you to me is greater than all.
那把你赐给我的那位父，他比什么都大。
No one is able to snatch you out of my Father's hand.
没有人可以把你从我父的手中夺去。
I and the Father are one.
我与父原为一。
Now, if you are a believer here today, this, if you truly believe, this is where you are.
如果你真正的相信的话，那你就知道，这就是你现在的安居之处。
And this is the reason why you cannot be lost.
这就是为什么你不会失落。
You are hidden in the Godhead.
你藏在神的手中。
The key then to our security.Is believing that Jesus is the divine Messiah and has reconciled us to God.
我们得到这样的安全的一个关键就在于我们相信耶稣基督就是那一位神圣的弥赛亚，以至于我们可以与神和好。
The problem with the Jews, of course, is that they wouldn't believe that.
对犹太人来说，问题就在于他们不相信。
And they wouldn't believe, despite all the works that Jesus did. This is the point he makes earlier, verses 24 to 27.
虽然耶稣基督做了那么多的事情，这是在前面24到27节里面有讲到的，但是犹太人还是不相信。
So maybe you can read that for us, sorry.
Okay.
24 to 27.
24到27节我来为大家读一下。犹太人围着他说，你叫我们犹豫不定到几时呢？你若是基督，就明明告诉我们。耶稣回答说，我已经告诉你们，你们不信。我奉我父之名所行的事，可以为我做见证。这是你们不信，因为你们不是我的羊，我的羊听我的声音，我也认识他们，他们也跟着我。
So before we believe, that was the condition we were in.
我们在不相信之前，我们的状态就是这样。
We were outside the protective power of God.
我们在神的保护之外。
And this is why our faith is very important.
这就是为什么我们的信心是何等重要。
Now, when we talk about faith or believing,
当我们讲到信心或者是相信
we mean that we are so persuaded, so sure that we rest our whole person on the object of our faith.
我们所指的就是说，我们是 如此的被劝服，以至于我们完全的相信那一个我们依靠的人或者是力量。
So、for example, you are exercising faith right now.
比如说现在其实你已经在实践你的信心了。
When you came in, you decided where you were going to sit.
当你走进来的时候，你决定了你要坐在哪里。
You were fully persuaded that that seat would hold you up, and so you sat on the seat.
你完全相信你要即将坐下来的那个椅子可以承受得了你的重量，所以你坐下。
Now as you're sitting there,
而当你坐在这里的时候，
you are fully persuaded that that seat will continue to hold you up.
你完全相信这个椅子可以继续的持守住你的这些重量。
And so you remain seated on it.
所以你就继续坐在这个凳子上。
Now this is faith.
这就是信心。
It's not a hesitant, doubtful thing.
信心不是犹豫，不是怀疑。
But a sure, continuing conviction that drives out our doubts.
而是用你的确信，用你的确知来把我们的疑惑驱除。
And makes us act with confidence.
而用你的带着信心来做这件事情。
This is the faith that characterizes those who have faith.In Christ's hands and the Father's hand.
这就是那些在神手里，在耶稣手里的人，他们的信心。
And of course, if we have this faith, then we will listen to Jesus' voice and we will follow him.
那当然，我们有了这样的信心，我们必然就会听耶稣的声音，我们会跟随他。
Verse 27, My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me.
二十七节说：“我的羊听我的声音，我也认识他们，他们也跟着我。”
So if you are in the hand of Christ and in the hand of the Father,
所以你如果在耶稣的手中，在神的手中，
you will listen to Jesus and you will follow him.
你就会听耶稣的声音，你会跟随他。
Again, the Jewish leaders wouldn't do this.
再一次，犹太人的领袖他们不会做这样的事。
And indeed, if anyone doesn't follow the voice of Jesus, they are not Jesus' sheep.
如果那些没有听耶稣声音没有跟随他的人，那就不是耶稣的羊。
It's similar to the children who are here today.
今天就跟今天的孩子们差不多。
When your parents leave, your children will not follow me.
当我们离开教会的时候，你的孩子不会跟着我走。
They'll follow you.
他们会跟着你走。
Why will they follow you?
为什么他们跟你走呢？
Well, because they know you and they trust you.
因为他们知道你，他们相信你，他们信任你。
They are in your hand.
他们在你的手中。
They are under your care and protection.
他们在你的关爱保护之中。
Because they also know that you love them.
那他当然，他们也知道你爱他们。
And they love you as a result.
那结果就是他们也来爱你。
And they will follow you.
他们就会跟随你。
You say, but Mike, how can I know that I'm known by God in this way?
那你可能说 ，Mike， 我怎么知道神是？用这种方式来对待我，来认识我的呢？
That's when you've got to go back to your faith again.
那这现在你就需要再回到你的信心。
Are you fully persuaded about who Jesus is and about what he has done for you?
你是不是真正的相信耶稣是谁？他为你做了什么？
And then do you listen to his word? Do you follow it?
那之后你有没有听他的声音？你有没有跟随他？
Is Jesus Christ everything to you?
耶稣基督是不是你的所有？
If so, you have reason to believe that you are everything to him.
如果是的话，那你就有理由相信你也是他的所有。
Again, think of your relationship to your parents.
再一次想一下你和你父母的关系。
Do you doubt that they love you?
你怀疑你的父母爱你吗？
Do you doubt that you love them?
你怀疑你爱你的父母吗？
No, you're fully persuaded of their love.
不会的，你全心相信他们对你的爱。
And similarly, we should be fully persuaded of the love of God for us.
同样的，我们要全心的来信服神爱我们。
But then Jesus says something else here.
那耶稣在这里还说了别的东西。
If you're in his hand, you're a gift of the Father to the Son. This is verse 29.
在二十九节说，如果你在耶稣的手里，那你就是父神所赐给他的。
My Father, who has given them to me, given, notice that.We didn't. We were given to the Father is greater than all, and no one is able to snatch them out of my Father's hand. Can you imagine that? We who believe are gifts of Jesus, of God to Jesus Christ.
在这里他特别强调的就是我父把羊赐给我，那这个赐字非常的重要，说他比万有都大，谁也不能从我父手里把他们夺去。你有没有想过，我们这些信徒，我们居然是作为礼物赐给耶稣的。
So maybe we should be asking, what kind of gift are we?
那或者我们就要问一下了，我们是什么样的礼物呢？
Are we a gift worth having?
我们是值得拥有的礼物吗？
I've received many gifts in my time.
我之前呢收到过很多礼物。
But I found that the best gifts are the most useful gifts.
我发现最好的礼物就是可以使用，很好使用的礼物。
So I remember when I was ordained at the old Agape.
那我记得在原来仁爱堂那里我被安利的时候
the church gave me a gift.
教会就给了我一份礼物。
It was a huge box.
是一个很大的盒子。
I was really excited. I couldn't wait to get home to open it.
那我都等不到回家就赶快想要打开盒子看。
What could it be? I thought it must be a Bible and study books.
那我就在猜这到底会是什么呢，或者是圣经啊，或者一些学习的书籍啊。
But it wasn't. You know what the board bought me?
但是都不是，你们猜一下是什么呀？
They bought me an electrical chop saw. And one of those things, what do you do with the thing? That's what they bought me.
教会买了一个电锯送给我。
And I laughed. I thought, what? This is so unspiritual. It's so unspiritual.
我就笑了，我就说这个礼物一点都不属灵啊。
But then I remembered that Jesus was a carpenter.
然后我就想起来，耶稣原来是个木匠。
And he would have loved that gift, right?
他一定会很喜欢这样的礼物啊。
And I'll tell you, it was a perfect gift. It was a perfect gift. I built a deck and I built a garage with that thing.
我告诉你啊，这真的是一个完美的礼物。我用这个东西，我建了我的露台，建了我的车库。
It was the best gift I ever had.
这是我从来就收到过的最好的礼物。
Well, you guys, if you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, you are gifts of the Father to His Son.So be the very best gift that you can be.
所以你们已经信靠了主耶稣的人，你们是神赐给耶稣的礼物，那你们要尽力的做一个好礼物。
You know, a spiritual person is not just somebody who comes to church.
一个属灵的人并不是单单是来到教会的人。
But a hard-working servant of the Lord.
而是一个努力为神做工的人。
Think, for example, of the Apostle Paul or even John who wrote this gospel.
像使徒保罗或者是使徒约翰写这个福音书的使徒约翰，他们都是这样的一个榜样。
They were tough.
他们很坚强。
And they gave their all for the good shepherd who saved them.
他们全人的奉献给这一位拯救他们的好牧人。
Be the toughest Christian you can be for the Lord.
所以努力的做一个坚强的基督徒，为着主的缘故。
He's the one who saves you and he's the one who keeps you.
他是那一位救你的，他是也是那一位保守你的。
And secondly, we can be sure we are saved because the Lord's hands are pierced hands.
第二点，我们可以确信我们是得救的，那因为神的手是被扎穿的手。
So let's read this verse 18. Could we move the PowerPoint on there?
让我们来，让我们来读一下第十八节。第十八节一二请，没有人夺我的命去，是我自己舍的，我有权柄舍了，也有权柄取回来，这是我从我父所受的命令。
It's Jesus' nail-pierced hands that gives us our confidence and our security.
正是耶稣基督他被钉穿的手给了我们得救的确据。
They prove that he's already paid for our salvation by laying down his life for us.
这向我们证明了，因着他为我们舍命，他已经为我们付上了赎价。
Those scars are like the stamp on a receipt, paid in full.
那些伤疤就好像是在债务清单上所盖下的完全偿还的章。
Now, if it's true that our sin debt has been paid,
如果说我们的罪债已经偿清了，这是一个事实。
How can we pay it again?
那我们怎么还需要再付呢？
Justice can't demand payment twice.
就是好像说一罪不再罚。
And Jesus' scarred hands are the proof that we can produce when we face God one day.
而 耶稣基督他被钉穿的这双手就可以作为我们有一天面对神的时候我们可以拿出来的收据。
We can then say, look, Lord, Jesus bore my sins in his own body, I no longer bear them.
这时候我们就可以对神说，看啊，父神，耶稣基督为我们所付上的赎价，我现在就已经不要再来承担这些罪债了。
And this is how I'm going to approach the gates of heaven.
这就是我在天堂大门的时候要做的。
Pointing to Christ's pierced hands and to nothing else.
单单指向耶稣基督那钉穿的双手。
And this fills me with relief.
这让我非常的释放。
And it sets, because it sets me free from guilt and from condemnation.
因为这就把我从罪与罚当中释放出来的自由。
And let me say, beware of any message that puts your salvation in your own hands.
让我告诉你，你要非常小心那些说要把救恩掌握在自己手中的信息。
Your hands have not been pierced.
你的手没有被钉穿。
And they can't save you.
他们救不了你。
Also beware of any message that puts you in the hands of someone else.
同样也要小心那些把你自己放到别人手里面的这样的信息。
Say the hands of Buddha or the hands of Muhammad.
好比说是在佛祖的手中，在穆罕默德的手中。
Their hands are not pierced either.
他们的手也没有被钉穿。
They must pay for their own sins.
他们要
pay for ours.
他们要为自己的罪付上代价。他们不能为我们的罪付代价。
Rather rely upon the hands of Christ. They are sinless hands.
我们要仰赖耶稣基督的双手，这是无罪的双手。
And his scars are the assurance that our sins are all paid for.
他的伤痕就是我们的罪债已还清的确据。
And incidentally, that's why it's important that we do attend the Lord's Supper. When we have the Lord's Supper, we should attend the Lord's Supper.
所以这就是我们要常常领圣餐这样的非常重要。
It reminds us who saved us and how he saved us.
这提醒了我们谁拯救了我们，他怎样拯救了我们。
Now thirdly, the third point, we can be sure we are saved because the Lord's hands are safe hands.
第三点，我们可以确信我们得救了，是因为神的手是安全的手。
This verse 28 again. Let's read it again, trying to get us to memorize it.
来，这是第二十八节，我们要试图把它记下来。一二请，我又赐给他们永生，他们永不灭亡，谁也不能从我手里把他们夺去。
Now this image here is actually an image from a news video.
这边大家可以看到的这个图片是在一个新闻里面的图片。
And the black dog there attacked the child.
那个黑狗就袭击了这个小孩。
But the yellow dog, he came to the rescue and chased the black dog off.
那这个黄狗呢，就跑过来救这个孩子，把那个黑狗给追逐跑了。
I want you to notice the woman there taking the child up in her arms.
那你看到这边这个女子啊，她就来把孩子搂在怀中。
Now as believers, that's where we are. We are in the arms of the Lord.
这就是我相信我们现在也是在主的怀中。
I had an interesting experience last summer.
过去的这个暑假有一个很有趣的经历。
I was watching my grandson play T-ball.
那我在看我的孙子在玩球。
And my granddaughter, she was 2 years old at that time.
那我的孙女她就是两岁。
And of course she wanted to be carried.
当然他就想被抱着嘛。
And I love to carry her.
我很喜欢抱着他。
And one of the spectators had a dog lying at her feet, a lady.
有一个路人就在旁边那他脚下就有一条狗。
And my granddaughter, she saw the dog lying at this lady's feet.
那我孙女就看见那个狗在这位女士的脚下。
And she said something to me.
然后他就跟我讲了句话。
And of course the dog heard.
然后狗就听见了。
And he stood up with a yap.
那个狗就马上站起来就开始叫。
Well, my granddaughter nearly jumped out of the skin.
那我的孙女就吓坏了。
She wrapped her arms around my neck.
她紧紧地抱住我的脖子。
And she was wailing in terror.
她因为害怕都已经哭了。
I was shocked, right? And I'm trying to calm her down and backing off and trying to soothe her.
我很吃惊啊，我就试图要安抚他。
And I'm saying it's okay, it's okay. Grandpa has you. The dog can't get you. I won't let it get you.
我就跟他讲说没事没事的，爷爷抱着你呢，爷爷在跟你在一起，不会让那个狗咬到你的。
You know that's how Christianity works.
你就知道基督信仰其实就是这样。
We're like my granddaughter, safe in our heavenly Father's hands.
我们就像那个我的孙女儿一样的，我们在神的手中，在神的。怀中是安全的。
We should be sure, therefore, that nothing can separate us from Him.
我们要确信没有什么东西可以让我们与父神隔离。
That's what Jesus told. It's okay. I have you. I won't let anything harm your soul.
因为这就是耶稣基督在这里告诉我们的，说没关系的，没问题，我已经保守了你，不会让任何的东西来伤害你的灵魂。
In fact, here in the Greek, it's actually even more powerful than that. It's what they call a double negative.
而在希腊文当中，在这一个句子里面，他用到更强烈的语气，就是他用了一个双重否定。
It's saying shall never, never in any way let anyone snatch you out of my hand.
他就说永不永不让任何的人把你从我手中夺去。
Or the Father's hand.
或者说是父的手中。
And never means never.
绝不。意味着绝不。
Notice the Father is greater than all.
注意一下，父亲比这个位父比万有都大。
So who's going to snatch us?
那谁会把他把我们从父的手中夺去
？An eternal, eternal means eternal.
永恒就代表着永恒。
So how can that protection ever end?
那这样的保护怎么会终结呢
？However.The fact that he does say that no one can snatch us out of his hand implies that there are powers out there that are going to try.
然而，当他这里说谁也不能从我手里把他们夺去，那就意味着暗示着有很强大的力量想要来夺取。
So you might wonder why is it so hard to live as a good Christian?
所以你可能会想，做着一个基督徒为什么会那么困难呢
？Well, it's because there's a spiritual tug of war going on all the time, every day.
那这就好像是说有一个属灵的拔河赛，每天都在进行。
The good news is that God Almighty is pulling on our side.
好消息就是神和我们在一边，在跟我们一起拔河。
So no matter how hard evil tries to snatch us, it won't succeed.
所以不管恶者是有多么的想把我们从他手中夺去，但是他都不会得胜。
And incidentally, this is why we say that those who stop trusting in Christ, they make a profession.And then they go away. We would say that they were never with us. They were never saved.
那顺便我要说一下的就是有一些人似乎是接受了耶稣基督做救主，但是之后他们又离开了他们的信仰。那我要说，这些人可能从起初就没有得救。
Because if they'd been Jesus' sheep, they would have remained in His hand.
因为如果他们是耶稣的羊的话，那他就会。在耶稣的手中
Because nothing can break his grip.
因为没有谁可以让耶稣基督松手
The key then is to make sure you're truly the Lord's sheep.
所以关键就在于你要真的是主的羊
And this should be obvious by the way that you believe and by the way that you live.
你相信你生活的方式应该可以很明确的把这一点表达出来。
Now, we've all seen those little ducklings following their mother.
我们都会看到过那些小鸭子跟着鸭妈妈。
And when we see that, we know that God has given those ducklings just to her.
我们看到的时候，我们就知道这些小鸭子是神所给到这个鸭妈妈的。
We know that they belong to her.
而这些小鸭子属于这个妈妈。
By the way, they are committed to her.
之所以看得出来，是因为他们这样跟着她。
Just so, if you are a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ, it should be obvious that you belong to Him.
所以，如果你是耶稣基督的跟随者的话，那应该是很明显的。你有没有跟着他
？Because you will be committed to Him and you will live for Him.
因为你会委身于他，你会为他而活。
No, you won't find it easy, all right?
当然，你不觉得这会很容易。
That brings us to our fourth point. We can be sure we are saved because the hands of the Lord are welcoming hands.
那这把我们带到第四点，就是我们可以确信我们是得救的， 那是因为神的手是欢迎我们的手。
Again, just read verse 28 again, let's get into our minds.
再一次我们再来读一下28节，加深印象。一二，请。我又赐给他们永生，他们永不灭亡，谁也不能从我手里把他们夺去。
See, the gospel isn't that God's hands are balled into fist and he's eager to strike at sinners. That's not the gospel.
福音的信息并不是说神的手握紧成拳，然后就要击碎一切罪人的身体。
The good news is that God's hands are open to welcome those who seek rescue from sin.
好像这个福音就是他的消息是说神的手是敞开的，欢迎一切愿意来到他面前。
When I was a child, I was about 5 years old.
当我是小孩的时候，大概5岁。
And I disobeyed my mother and I went playing on the field, down the road. I shouldn't have done it.
我没有听我妈妈的话，然后我就去外面的野地里边去玩了，我不应该这样做。
And I was playing with all my friends.
在那里跟我的朋友们一起玩。
And it was a drainage ditch.
然后在那里有一个下水沟。
And of course my friends said, oh, you've got to jump the ditch. They would jump in the ditch, but I was younger than them.
然后我的那些朋友就说，哎，跳过那个水沟，然后因为他们都比我大呀，他们都跳过去了，但是我小。
So when I tried to jump the ditch, I hit the opposite side of the ditch.And then fell back on my backside in the water.
所以当我要跳那个水沟的时候呢，我就刚刚够到了那个边儿，但是我就背朝后的就倒下去了。
Well, of course, I was soaked and I was covered in mud.
那当然，我就全身都湿了，然后一身都是泥。
And I was freezing cold.
很冷。
And I was terrified to go back and face my mother. I disobeyed her.
我觉得我要回去面对那个我违背。质疑的那个妈妈很可怕。
Of course, I had no choice.
但是没选择。
So I went back home and I stood before my mother.
所以我回到家，站在我妈妈面前。
I was in such a sorry state.
在一个非常难受的状态下。
She wasn't angry with me.
她没有对我生气。
She took a look at me and started to laugh.
她看了我一眼就开始笑。
And she took my hand and she put round the bath water and she put me in the bathtub and that was the best bath I've ever had.
他拉着我的手把我带到浴缸旁边，放了热水，然后把我放进去，这是我洗过的一个最舒服的澡。
And it was the best bath, not because the water was warm.
我洗过最好的一个澡，这并不是因为水温很热。
Because of the warm welcome I had received, even though I was guilty.
这是因为哪怕我是做错事了，但是我所受到的这样的欢迎。
Now you may think,But God will punish you for your sins.
那你可能想，神会惩罚罪啊。
And he should punish you for your sins.
他应该惩罚你的罪啊。
But the gospel tells us, thanks to the pierced hands of Jesus Christ,
然而福音告诉我们，感谢主耶稣钉痕的双手。
That the Father's hands are open to receive sinners.
父亲的手打开了来接受这些罪人。
So because...Christ died for you.
因着耶稣基督为你而死。
God will receive you warmly.
神会热诚地欢迎你，接纳你。
And of course, God's hands will never crush you.
当然，神的手不会摧毁你。
You know, a human father could crush his child with his hands.
你知道，一个人类的一个父亲，他是可以用他的手来击打他的孩子。
But he would never do that.
然而他不这样做。
Yet, his love is not perfect.
然而这样世间父亲他的爱也不是不完全的。
So how much less is our Heavenly Father going to crush his children?
那我们天上的父他怎么又会用手去来击打他的儿女呢?
He has a great love for us.
他有这样伟大的爱给我们。
How could he crush those he loves?
他怎么会去摧毁那些他爱的呢?
And yet we do know that he crushed his only son.
然而我们知道他的确是压伤了他自己的儿子。
Jesus Christ was crushed so that we would not be crushed.
耶稣基督被压伤是为着我们可以不被压伤。
You know, sometimes we say, you know, that we die for our children.
有时候我们说我们会为孩子舍命。
And I sometimes wonder, is that true?
我有时候在想，这是真的吗？
You know, sometimes I get goosebumps on the back of my neck when I see children playing around doors like this.
有时候我看着孩子们在这个门边跑来跑去的玩，我都会起鸡皮疙瘩。
I always imagine them getting their little fingers trapped in the jam.
我总是在想他们的这个小手指会被门夹住。
Now suppose, just suppose that you knew that your child's fingers were going to be crushed in the door, but you couldn't stop it.
如果你知道你孩子的手指会被这个门夹住了，然后你又没有办法阻止的话。
But you could volunteer and have your fingers crushed in their place.
然而你可以自愿的把你的手指放在那里，代替他们被夹伤。
Would you put your fingers in the jam?
你会把你的手指放到门缝里吗？
You know, I find that harder to think about than glibly saying I would die for my children.
我觉得想起真正要做这件事情，比只是简单的说我会为我的孩子舍命要难得多。
Well, the Lord Jesus didn't just have his fingers crushed.
然而耶稣基督他并不是只是让他的手指被夹伤。
He had his hands and his feet and his pierced and his side pierced for us, and he did it willingly.
他的手、他的脚、他的肋旁，甘愿为着我们的缘故被夹伤。
Such is the message and power of God's love for you and me.
而这样的信息就是一个强有力的信息，告诉你神对我们的爱。
This is why no one will be able to snatch us out of His hand.
这就是为什么没有人可以把我们从他的手中夺去。
He holds us too tightly.
他紧紧地抓住我们。
So in conclusion,
最后
when children are afraid,
当孩子害怕的时候。
They want to hold your hand.
他们就想要抓住你的手。
And once you have them by the hand, they're not afraid anymore.
当你抓住他们手的时候，他们就不害怕了。
They know that no one will snatch them away from you.
他们知道没有人会把他们从你手中夺去。
Well, so it is with the Lord.
我们跟主在一起也是一样。
Once he has you, nothing will snatch you out of his hand.
当他拉住你的时候，没有谁可以把你从他手里夺去。
Read a news report about a woman who awoke in the middle of the night.
我看到过一个新闻报道，是讲这位女士她半夜醒来。
She thought she'd heard the front door opening.
她觉得她好像听见前门开了。
And then she thought she heard her five-year-old daughter talking to someone.
然后她又觉得她好像听见她五岁的女儿在跟人讲话。
She wasn't sure if she was dreaming, so she got out of bed and checked the bedroom, and the daughter's bed was empty.
她不太确定她是不是在做梦，所以她就起来去看了她女儿的卧室，然后床是空的。
So quickly she woke up her husband, and he ran outside.
那很快她就把她丈夫叫醒了，然后丈夫就跑出去。
And a strange man was leading the daughter away by the hand.
一个陌生人正牵着她女儿要把她带走。
Because the husband went and grabbed her back.
那父亲就跑过去抓住那个人的背。
And it was good that he did, because this man who had taken her was mentally unstable, and anything could have happened.
那还好他这样做了，因为这个把小女孩要带走的这个人，他好像是神经上有一点问题，所以如果他真的把她带走了，那任何事情都可能发生。
Now sadly, in this world, awful things happen to children despite the best efforts of the parents.
很遗憾的就是哪怕是父母尽了很大的力来保护孩子，但是在这个世界上很多不好的事情发生在孩子身上。
And that's because our hands are not always strong enough to protect them.
这是因为我们的手经常都不够强壮来保护我们的孩子。
This is why it's so important that we don't trust in our own hands or any man's hands.
所以这就非常的重要，就是我们不要来相信我们人的手，任何人自己的或者是别人。
We must entrust our souls into the care of the hands of God, and then encourage our children to do the same.
我们要把我们放在神那关爱的手中，也要鼓励我们的孩子做同样的事情。
The only real safe place in this world is in the hand of the Lord.
真正安全无虞的地方只会是在神的手中。
And once you're in His hand,
当你在他手中的时候，
then you can be sure and certain that you're on safe ground.
你就可以确信你在一个安全的状态中。
Once you're sure you're safe like this, then you will live for the Lord for the right reason.
而当你确保了这样的安全，你就可以因着一个正确的原因为主而活。
Not to be saved, but because you are saved.
不是为了得救，而是已经得救了。
Let's just close in prayer.
让我们一起祷告。
Our Heavenly Father,
我们天父。
Your son is our security.
你的儿子就是我们的保障。
And our only security.
是我们唯一的保障。
Only because we are in his hand can we be sure that we are in your hand.
只有当我们在他手中的时候，我们可以确信我们在你的手中。
So we pray that his sacrifice that we talk about every week here would be our confidence before you.
主啊，求你让我们每周在这里所谈论的这个救恩能够成为我们在你里面的保障。
May that confidence, that faith that we have in you inspire us to use our hands in service to you.
而愿我们这样在你里面的信心可以激励我们，让我们可以来侍奉你。
We pray together in Jesus' name.
我们同心奉主名求， Amen. Amen.